friend Aurora.
It has been weeks since the last episode because I moved, and I know that in the last episode I was like, we're not going to take a break, and then I posted on my Instagram like, we're taking a break, because I always forget how hard moving is, specifically with young children. The last time we moved, Rosen was a tiny baby. This move was definitely easier in that aspect, like with the children, but things are still a mess here. I am currently recording in my bedroom on my phone because despite getting the office finally cleared out, I guess, I do not know which box has the podcasting equipment, which leads me into what I was going to say next, which is I have, like, my whole house is in boxes still. Not my whole house necessarily, but a lot of it. I'm someone usually when I move that I unpack everything immediately. It's very like, it's like my hyperfixation aspect of my ADHD that I really just unpack everything. I don't like to see anything in boxes. I like to be settled in as soon as possible. And so it's uncomfortable to me to know that I am living in boxes still. Specifically, we don't have a closet right now. We have a space for a closet, but there are no shelves, nothing to hang. It's just an empty room. So we have used like an upstairs closet as our closet and the linen closet in our bathroom. But even still, we don't have room for anything in a lot of places. So we still have our closets full of boxes, the bedrooms full of boxes. And then there are a few rooms that also still have boxes in them. And one of them is the office. So if you follow the podcast Instagram or you follow my Instagram, you will know that the office was a mess. It's where kind of everything that we were using for construction, I guess, kind of got pushed into the office. And this last weekend, I told Seth that I needed us to do the flooring in the office. It was like a need. It was a necessity because I can't function if I'm not, like, I couldn't get any work done. So I would say like 97% of my energy has gone towards working on house projects, trying to get the house to a livable place where basically we don't have open construction. And so now we are finally at that point. The office was the last room to get new flooring, of rooms that we had ripped up the flooring. So the upstairs is all totally floored now. We just have to put the molding up in there. We'll do that probably on Saturday. And then the only other thing that is currently ripped up is the stairs. Because if you watch my vlogs or my TikTok, you'll know that we ripped all the carpet off of the stairs because the carpet was so gross in there. And also felt kind of weird because the upstairs, the room right upstairs that the stairs leads to was like laminate floor. And then the downstairs was the same laminate floor. And so it was kind of weird. There was just like carpeted stairs. And it was really old and so dusty. Like when I pulled it up, it was disgusting. So we decided to rip all of that off. We ripped all the staples out. So the stairs are usable, but they're just plywood. And so I've gone through with like wood filler and they're ready to like for the next step, but it's just been a low priority while we got the upstairs done. So the office is finally done. I set up my desk, and by that I mean I literally just put the screws back into it. So it was a standing desk, but that's it. I haven't unpacked any of the other boxes for the office because they're all weird. There's like this little weird closet off of the office that we're actually going to turn into like a meditation room for me, which is going to be really fun. But it's like the lowest priority on our list of house projects. We have like 5 rooms to get to before we get to that. Anyway, all of that rambling is kind of a life update of why there was not a podcast episode and also why this audio kind of sucks. Because I know that I said I was going to come back this week, and you guys know how much I hate taking unscheduled breaks. And just unfortunately, there have been more of them than I would like this last year, I guess, just the last few months specifically. So no more breaks for the foreseeable future because I don't want to do that. And I know every single time I take a break, a few listeners just drop off. And while understandable, makes me a little sad. I would love it if you keep listening. So this is going to be kind of like a mini episode. It's probably not going to be full length. There's my life update. Been doing a lot of cleaning, house projects, stuff like that. Today is actually my is Bastion's birthday. So he turns 4 today, which feels weird. He told me that he wanted to just watch Gabby's Dollhouse for while he ate his lunch. So I figured that was a good time for me to sneak into my bedroom and record this before I get to work on his birthday cupcakes, which he wants to make with me. So he turns 4. That's wild. So today's episode is going to be, we're going to talk about spirituality. We're going to talk about some witchy stuff. If you follow me on Instagram, you will know that I recently have gotten really into tarot as I have been exploring what spirituality means to me now. And I've been getting a lot of questions about it. A lot of questions on Instagram about my experience leaving the Mormon Church, which I've kind of avoided as a general rule because I know that a lot of my audience is based in Utah, which is where I live. And if you know anything about Utah or you live in Utah, you know that a good part of the population is Mormon or LDS. And while I no longer believe any of the things that are taught in that church, I also want to be respectful to those who still believe it, while also being true to what I believe, which is that it is a cult. So I have a hard time talking about it without getting passionate, without getting angry, which I think is a normal part of leaving any organized religion, is to kind of feel an anger for the experiences that were, there's just a lot to unpack, basically, when it comes to leaving an organized religion, especially one like the Mormon Church. So I've kind of avoided talking about it, but I have gotten so many DMs over the last few months as I have started talking a little bit more openly about my spirituality and my, I guess, journey, which just, I don't know. I don't want to seem like somebody who's fully woo-woo. Like, I've come to love a lot of woo-woo things, but I'm still a skeptic about a lot of things. And I think really what it comes down to is if what you believe doesn't hurt anybody else, then it's fine. Like, you can believe whatever the hell you want, which is kind of where I've come to with my spirituality and my personal beliefs. And I knew that talking about things more openly on Instagram about where I'm at would lead to these kind of conversations. And it's kind of a hard episode to record. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I do know that I am going to be disrespectful. It is impossible for me to voice my opinion on the church that I left without being disrespectful to people who still believe in it. So I do just want to say that if you are listening to this and you don't want to hear me say anything negative about that church, then it probably would be best for you to either stop listening, or you can skip ahead just a few minutes to where I'm going to talk about a little bit more about my personal spirituality outside of the church rather than like why I left or why I've distanced myself from the church. Okay, I'm doing this. So if you've been listening to the podcast since its very origins, me and my previous co-host actually had recorded an episode on Mormonism. We recorded it from a perspective of her still being in the church. I believe that she still is. I haven't talked to her in over a year. Although she's always been one of those people who claimed to be Mormon, but honestly did more non-Mormon things than I did. She was having sex years before I was, which if you are in the church, you know that that's a no-no. You're not supposed to have premarital sex. But she started having sex before I did, and I got married, what, like 4 years before she did. And then she'd been drinking coffee much longer than I was. She had never had alcohol except for the one time that her mother-in-law spiked her drink without telling her. And then she got upset, rightfully, but then later decided it wasn't her mother-in-law's fault. That's its own issue. Anyway, she would smoke weed. I'm not trying to shame her, because all of those things are things that I personally feel like are fine and I think are acceptable. Like, those things are fine. There should not be any shame associated with any of those things. But, you know, and like swearing and things like that, I don't know. Anyway, so again, we were recording that episode from a point of her quote unquote being in the church, and I was removed from it. I had decided that I didn't want to feel guilt for the things that I wanted to do because those things are not considered bad in the general world. And I think that having a really oppressive upbringing is not it does not lead to having healthy adults. I think that there's a lot of religious trauma that I've had to work through with my therapist as I have kind of distanced myself from realizing that, I don't know, I can't remember what I said in that original episode, if I'm being honest. It was that long ago. I would assume that a lot of my feelings are still the same, if not right now. I feel a little bit more removed from it. A few years ago, I feel like when you're fresh out of it, when you are just leaving after you've just, you know, researched and realized that so many of the things that you have been taught were fabricated, they were lies, they were copied from other religions. There's a lot of anger that comes with that because you feel betrayed. There's a deep betrayal associated with that. And so I really was angry for a long time. And again, I think that's a really normal part of leaving an organized, oppressive religion. I'm less angry now. I do get heated and angry sometimes. I think that's normal. Just depending on, some things will come up, people will say certain things, and I'll feel angry. But for the most part, I just feel removed. I forget about a lot of things. Like, I forgot, like, the Mormon Church does a general conference twice a year. And I forgot about it. Like, I forget about it every single time. It'll be the first weekend of April, and I'll be like, man, why is nobody out on this Saturday, you know, in this place that's usually pretty popular? And then we're like, oh, it's general conference for the next 2 hours. All the Mormons are at home watching people tell them things. So as I've left, as I've removed myself, I really shied away from anything that was spiritual for a long time because I didn't want to attach any value to spirituality. I really feel like I needed a time where I was truly agnostic, where I didn't believe in anything. And everyone's, like, how everyone works through that is completely different. And so for me, it was just that I was like, I don't believe in God. I mean, if I do believe in God, like, I think that it's different than the God that I grew up believing in. I had my friend Amy always refers to that God as like Santa Claus, like an angry Santa Claus God, which is how I also kind of view that God, as like this old man who's like angry and doesn't want you to actually have happiness unless it's exactly how he wants you to have happiness, which doesn't really seem like what God would want from you or for you. But now I've kind of come to this place where I feel like I maybe believe in a higher power, but it's just the universe, right? Like, we live in this universe. And while we are here, the universe wants us to just be happy. Like, inherently, we deserve good things and happiness. And as long as you are not, again, actively hurting other people, even if you're inactively, if you're hurting other people, then what you believe in is harmful to others and it's not good. But if what you're believing in hurts no one, including yourself, then there's no harm in it and you can just believe what you want to believe. So, like, technically, I'm not telling you that you should be a flat earther, but technically, if you wanted to believe that the earth was flat and you weren't going around preaching it to people, like, technically that doesn't hurt anyone. Like, also, I mean, I guess maybe if you're going out trying to convince people the earth is flat, it probably doesn't hurt anyone. I don't know. I've never believed the earth is flat. But what I'm saying is, inherently, having a belief that the earth is flat does not hurt anyone. The earth doesn't care that you don't believe that it's a sphere. And what are you going to do about it? Like, you can't do anything about that like belief. And so it doesn't hurt anyone. If I'm wrong, feel free to DM me on the harms of believing personally that the flat earth is flat. Again, I do not believe that. But so I believe that my beliefs in like God versus the universe doesn't hurt anyone, because to me, God does not exist. His feelings cannot get hurt. And instead, I have a loving, welcoming, enveloping universe that just wants what is best for me and wants me to live the most wonderful, abundant life I possibly can. And if that's like a, if it's that same role for you, but it's God, that's great. Just is a personal belief of mine. You know, I prefer it to just be a very vague thing. That's something that I'm more comfortable with. Because again, at the end of the day, I feel like spirituality really should just be so personal. So, years and years and years ago, when I was really young, I was at Barnes and Noble. I think I mentioned this on the episode that I recorded with Maddie, the Bad Broadcast, because we became friends because I messaged her and was like, hey, can I do a tarot reading for you? And she was like, 100%, let's be best friends. So I maybe mentioned it on that episode, but if you didn't listen to that one, you should. It's like one of the best episodes ever. But when I was a kid, I want to say I was like 8 or 9, I was in the checkout line at Barnes and Noble. My mom would take us to Barnes and Noble pretty regularly, which was one of my favorite parts of like my childhood. We would go to Barnes and Noble all the time. She really instilled like a love of reading in us. And so we were in the checkout line at Barnes and Noble, and there are all these little, you know, like at any checkout aisle where there's things to grab your attention to help you like add an extra 10 bucks onto your purchase, right? So I'm looking through, there are usually like, there were like games and cards and activities and things in that section. And I saw a little mini tarot deck. And I remember picking it up and I looked at the back, and it was a very like grabby box, like it really wanted to get your attention. And so I feel like I remember the back saying something along the lines of like fortune telling. And I thought fortune telling was like a game, because again, I was like 9. So I thought fortune telling was just like a fun game. I had no concept of tarot. And so I was like, look at these tarot cards. I'm going to buy them and fake tell the fortunes for my friends and family. Again, I fully thought it was a game. I bought it with my own money, my own damn ass money, went home. My mom took it out of my bag and threw it in the trash and told me it was witchcraft. She did not give me my $10 back, which is rude. I will be sending her a Venmo request. And I have not stopped thinking about that since then. I kid you not, multiple times a year, even in my most like organized religion years, did not stop thinking about what tarot was, like just a mild curiosity, wondering why it was so bad, just so many unanswered questions floating around my head. So within the last year, as I have gone through, so everything that happened with my previous co-host, again, if you know, you know, I really spent some time distancing myself from the things that they had introduced me to. Things like they were really into yoga. They had introduced me to a lot of more woo-woo things than I knew about at the time. And so when we stopped talking, I really distanced myself from those things because I didn't want to feel like, I didn't want to feel any connection to them. I didn't want to remember them. I also didn't want them to think, which is stupid, like I should never do anything because of what someone else might think, but I never wanted them to think like with satisfaction that they had introduced those things to me, right? Because they didn't, I had been introduced to them, even if they had introduced them to me to them, it wouldn't matter. But that was kind of my thought process. But in becoming closer to my friend Amy from Cafe Bin, she came on the podcast. She is a lovely soul. You should go follow her and listen to her podcast. In getting to know her more, I let myself dip my toes back into it. I let myself re-immerse myself in some of the woo-woo things. And with that came enough times on my For You page on TikTok, people doing tarot readings, that I caved and I Googled tarot cards. I literally just Googled tarot cards. A Rider-Waite deck came up. I bought one from a small business because I was like, I'm supporting small business. It was from Fox's Den, which is a great place to get tarot decks. And it came about a week later. I started doing readings. I became fully obsessed. I started doing readings for my friends. I started doing readings for myself, my husband, constantly, because I was trying to familiarize myself with my deck. Since then, I have gained, I think, 3 more tarot decks, one from a friend, and then I've bought the others just because they're beautiful. They fit my aesthetic. I've done a lot of things to try to like connect myself to my decks. It has just become a really spiritual thing for me, and I feel like I'm very connected to my decks. I do feel really connected to my idea of the universe when I do tarot. And I always feel like it's applicable, and not in the same way that like, well, I believe in astrology, but people will say like horoscopes can apply to anyone. And I think that's more true of like the horoscopes you're reading in Cosmo or, you know, Thought Catalog or whatever. I feel like if you actually know your entire chart and you, you know, are reading horoscopes in like an actual astrology app like Sanctuary or CoStar or The Pattern or Chani, those ones I feel like are really accurate. And I never, like, I'll see Seth. So Seth is a Leo, I'm a Pisces. Our charts are really vastly different, and I have never seen a horoscope from his that I felt like applied to me. Because we're completely different people and our star signs are completely different. So again, that was a little bit of an unnecessary tangent, but I have felt like tarot has always really been, every single time I do a reading for myself, it really aligns, even if I don't understand it yet. And one of my favorite things has been, so I have done tarot readings for other people. I do it really casually. It's not like a main income or anything, but I do readings. I offer them on Instagram. And my favorite thing is doing a reading for someone that I don't know at all, right? So I do a reading for them. And then when I send it to them, they will reply and tell me how a very specific thing in their life applies to exactly what I said, like exactly what the card said. I had no way of knowing. Like, I did a year reading for someone. This happened twice within the same week, but I did year readings for someone. And pulled the Ten of Cups. And in that reading, I really just felt a pull of like family and harmony and, you know, things like that. And both times the month that correlated with that card, they told me was the due date for a pregnancy they hadn't announced yet. Which like is just mind blowing to me. And you can be a skeptic. You don't have to believe it or whatever, but I do. And it doesn't hurt anybody for me to believe in tarot. So, recently I have been just pushing myself into that a little bit more. And when I tell you that I have never felt more like connected spiritually, I've never felt more vibey, I've never felt more like whole than when I do like witchy things. Like, I ordered a cleansing bundle of juniper because we moved into a new house. And I am pretty sure that one of the previous owners died in this house because he died last year during COVID. So I would assume he was on hospice here at home. And I'm literally recording in the bedroom right now that was their master bedroom too. So he probably died in here. What's up, Richard? And I've never felt any weird vibes in this house, but still just wanted to like, I was going to say sage it, but sage is endangered, so please don't buy sage. But I just wanted to cleanse it. And so juniper is really great for cleansing. It's good for new beginnings. So I ordered a juniper bundle from a girl and her indigenous husband who grow all the herbs on their land and, again, support people who like started those traditions. Anyway, I ordered a cleansing bundle and I went through and cleansed my house. And as I did it, I like said affirmations for what I want my life to look like over the next few years, like how I want to feel. Like, most of it was general things like how I want this, my life to feel while I live here, but also like goals, with abundance, with career, with my life, like with my relationship with my husband, with our children. Like, I just walked through my house, cleansing it and saying these affirmations. And I, like, shit you not, I have never felt more calm. I've never felt more at peace, like more like knowing of what my life will be like. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know. I know that if you guys do not believe in the spirituality in the same sense that I do, you probably think that I am crazy and you have probably stopped listening. And that's fine, because again, like I said, it's not for everyone, but it is for me. And it has been amazing. And Yeah, so I ordered my first official crystal a few days ago. Again, a shop popped up on my TikTok For You page, and I was like, I feel like you have what I need. And I went to their Etsy. I scrolled through. I purchased a raw black tourmaline because that just felt like what I should get. I just am excited about this phase of my life where I feel authentically within myself and I feel spiritually connected to this universe that I believe in. And again, you can believe in whatever you believe as long as it doesn't hurt other people. Anyway, yeah, that's it. That's it. You can always DM me if you have questions. I didn't want this to be a super long episode, and I'm seeing that we're like basically at almost the length of a regular episode. When I'm talking just by myself, I tend to ramble because I'm a Pisces. Anyway, if you want to get more into spirituality and like witchy things, I was talking to my friend Lara a few days ago about this specifically and sent her like 10 TikTok accounts of people who are in varying degrees of tarot and witchy things and crystals and whatnot that I really vibe with. And I would be happy to send links to those accounts to any of you that are interested, that want to learn more, just you're curious in like sound bathing and Reiki and like just there are so many things out there that you can. And the beautiful thing is you can really, when you're not in an organized religion, you can pick and choose what you vibe with, what you believe in, with what makes you feel good, what makes you feel whole and for yourself. So yeah, so that's what I would recommend. So I'm happy to post those on my Instagram. I love you all so much. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe. It means everything to me to see you sharing on your stories. I would love to see you guys sharing on your stories when you listen to the episodes. If you got this far in the episode, you actually listened to the whole thing, all of my spirituality talk, go to the podcast Instagram at Your Best Friends Podcast and comment like a little star emoji or like the little fortune telling like glass ball or whatever. Comment one of those so I know that you listened all the way through. I'll pick somebody from the comments to send something to or something. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I love you all. Good night.